Moshe,
Kol
Adas Bnei Yisrael, Vayomer Aleihem, Eila Dvorim Asher Tziva Hashem La'asos Oisam, Parshas Vayakel. Makil, Vayakel Moshehu, Makil, he brings together all of the Adas B'nai Yisrael, everybody, will soon learn, Nashim V'taf, women and children too. Everybody gets brought together, B'hakel. In Parshas Kedoshim, Moshe Rabbeinu also speaks to all of Klal Yisrael. Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. That's how Parshas Kedoshim begins. Ayikar Yutes Pasik Chaf. Ha'alachot shebe Parshas Kedoshim gam kein. Nemra latzibur harachav. It was said to everybody. Rashi says, Milamed shenemra Parshazu. Shenemra Parshazu. B'hakel. Rashi in Parshas Kedoshim says clearly that it was said B'hakel. U'b'cholzot lo katuv v'yakel Moshe. Says Daber El kol adas b'nei Yisrael lo katuv takilu. Muvan me'atzmo. If you're speaking to everybody, then you got to bring them all together. How could you speak to everybody if you're not going to bring them together? Today, it's shayach to make loudspeaker and intercom and internet and email and text message so you could speak to nobody and everybody gets the message. You know, they say over a story that there was once a Rebbe, a Moré, that he decided that he's, you know, for a week he needs a vacation. He can't come to teach. So what is he going to do? Instead, he's going to leave a tape recorder to give the speech through the tape. He'll play the tape and they'll listen to the tape. It won't be a live broadcast, but it'll be a broadcast already pre-taped. Nope. After a week, he wanted to see how it's working. See, he goes to the class and he looks through the window and he sees that there's nobody there. Where is everybody? They also left a tape recorder. So they had a tape recorder talking to a tape recorder. Today, you're able to talk to everybody by not having one person in front of you. But in the old days, if you want to talk to everybody, then they all had to be there. So it's muvan mi'atzmo, self-understood, that if they spoke, al kol adas b'nei Yisrael, that they were all there. So it doesn't have to say vayakel. Moshe et kol adas b'nei Yisrael. It doesn't have to say takhilu. Bring them together, because if you're speaking to all of them, you got to bring them together. Why is it that there it doesn't say vayakel, and here mudgash vayakel Moshe et kol adas b'nei. He spoke. Vayidaber Moshe al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. And just like over there, it's self-understood that it was b'hakel, that he joined them all together. Otherwise, you couldn't speak them all together to everybody, right? So here, too, it should be self-understood. Why does it have to say, why does it have to be madgish b'myuchad vayakel Moshe? This question, all the mefarshim ask. It's a very, very good question. Now the truth is, I could tell you a very interesting pshat. A very interesting pshat. You know, Rashi points out that Vayakel is an interesting lashon. V'hu lashon hifil. She'eino osef anashim bayadayim. Elehen esafim al pi diburo. Vayakel doesn't mean that he physically, doesn't mean that he physically picks them up and brings them together. But it means that he told them to come together and they came together. Were they forced to come together? Were they told as a tzivui to come together? Or they were asked, takilu? Was that a chiyuv? Was there any onish, so to speak, if they didn't do it? I don't know what the onish would be, but was it forced? Or was it, in English, what's the opposite of force? When it's voluntary. Voluntary. Doesn't say. Again. See, this is the difference between my shiur and other shiurim. Nobody would even bother to think of this. No one even bothered to work. I'm reading with you the Rashi. Rashi Omer, Kel, doesn't mean Shwasafotam Biyadayim. Doesn't mean that Imamish put them together. He didn't go with the bus and pick them up. Maybe sent around a chariot of camels to pick up everybody. Who took care of the transportation? Maybe Vayakel, Imamish took care of the transportation. He brought them all together, literally, physically. Says Rashi, that's not what it means. What does it mean? Vayakel bidibur. Hifil. He caused it to happen. So I'm asking, was it voluntary? Meaning, was he asked, were they asked to come? Or they were told, show up, you better come. Doesn't say. We're going to learn that it's possible that what Rashi means is al pi diburai, he requested. Diburai isn't just meaning that what? Shuhu amar, ela shu bikesh. Al pi diburo could also mean shu bikesh, lafukin shu chiev. So maybe in Parshas Kedoshim chiev, told everybody, get together. You know, there's something called mitzvahs hakel. At the end of Dvarim, we're going to learn Mishnah Torah, Hakel, that they have to come together in the Beis HaMikdash. There is Sivui. There you have to. You don't have a choice. Hakel, that everybody comes together. There's no choice. So maybe in Parshas Kedoshim also, there was no choice. Kilotam b'chiyuv, b'tzivui. Masheikin over here, it was Hem Nesafim api diburo. Api bakashato. Does he mean diburo lafuke, that he didn't actually bring them together? Or does he mean api diburo, api mivuksho, bakashato, he's asking. Not clear. This is chidush that I want to say. Not so sure. We're soon going to learn about this, okay? So the first question, Dani, is lama po katuv vayakel? Okay? Parshas Kedoshim doesn't say it. So I'm saying, you know, it's interesting. How did it happen? Rashi goes out of his way to explain who loma mashi kilota. Ela pi diburo. Ma kavana pi diburo. Shuloma mashi kil elohu amar. Or al pi diburo means and the safim al pi habakasha shelo. He asked and they came. That's all it means. It doesn't mean more than that. So then we could say in Parshas Kedoshim it wasn't al pi diburoi, it was b'chiyuv, b'tzivui. He didn't mamish put them together. He didn't drive them to the asifa, but he told them that they must come. While here, Alpi Dibura, he requested. Why? Why the difference? Is this the true pshat? And if it is, ma chiluk, lam hachiluk? As od nidaber al zeh. Let's ask another question. Vayakel Moshe, et kol adas b'nei Yisrael. And what does he tell them? Ei la dvorem asher tziva Hashem lasot otam, sheish es yomim te'osim melacha. So was he makil otam to teach them hilchot Shabbat? Is that what it was about? How do you know not? Well, how do you? Maybe, yeah. Tons, it just says he was makilotam and he taught them sheishes yamim teasimala. Or maybe it's for the next parsha about the kumi idchem truma, the whole binyan amishkan. Which one is it? Is it for Hilchah Shabbos makilotam, That's the next thing, Hilchot Shab. And then, but then the next thing after that is Mishkan. Let me ask you another question. What does Shaychus the Shabbos have with the Mishkan? Now the truth is, Shabbos is a big Shaychus to the Mishkan. There's a chidush that you don't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. So how come the first time when he teaches us in the beginning, that we should build the Mishkan, there he doesn't talk about the Shabbos first. This is the second time that he's teaching us about building the Mishkan, which itself is a question. What do you need a second time for? We're going to talk about that also. What's the whole Pashat Vayakel? It's a Chazara al Mashi Dibanu. We learned this in Pashas Truma. Everything that it says in Vayakel, it says in Truma. Brisker Rav asks, all the Mepharshim asks this question. What is Vayakel? There's no point. The whole thing is just repetition. Now, the fact that you put Shabbos next to the Mishkan, that we understand. So why over here? Why not the first time? It's also a good question. But Be'ikah, we have to begin by asking, Vayakel Moshe, et kol adat, for what? To teach them Shabbos or to teach them Mishkan? Okay. So I found the Medrash. The Medrash says, two ta'amim, two reasons. Vayakel Moshe, it was to teach them Shabbos. Not like who said Mishkan? You said Mishkan. You might not be wrong, but the Medrash says differently. The Medrash says it was to teach him Shabbos. Medrash Agada says, since Shabbat is the most chamur of everything that we have, even Yom Kippur is only a karet. Shabbos is chiyuv mitah. It's the worst sin is to transgress. Kol hamechalelet haShabbat. The whole Torah, it's Kehilo Ovid Avodah Zara, it's as if he was Mechalel, the whole Torah with being Ovid Avodah Zara. The worst thing is to desecrate Shabbos. So Michomer, from the Chomer of Shabbos, says the Medrash, Hikilo Tam Lagid Et Zeh Berabim. It's a very important halacha, you know, it's not a simple, do you put your tefillin on the right hand, or do you make the shin this way or the shin that way? That's not that important. Shabbat is very important, right? You know, my grandfather used to say a cute story. I told this over to one of the Dayanim in Barapar. My great-grandfather was a big Dayan. So he said that the Balabatim in his city, they only ask difficult shailos. They don't ask simple shailos. They're very, you know, advanced in learning, the chashim of people. Hem lo shalim dvarim pshutim, hem shalim dvarim kashim. Aber hem lo mevinim ma ze davar kashem, ma ze davar kal. Why? For example, they feel a spoon, it fell into a pot, milk, it's a spoon. That's a simple shayla. What's a shayla chamura? In the old days, they used to eat kishka, real b'nei me'ayim. And they used to tie it up with a thread. So ishto tamid yosad ze imchut adom. Hi Shabbat, she tied it up with a chut, blue, with a different color. So he wants to know if he's allowed to eat the kishka. That's a sheila chamura. Yeah. Parrot says, we're in Amma Aretz. You don't know the difference between a sheila chamura. Ah, spoon, tipat chalav, how bad could it be? Tipat chalav, where is it? I don't see it. Tom, this. The b'nei, the osavo, he put it in a bigger pot. Oh, he there. That's where you're not married. See, that's what happens. Ma'amikuda, Shabbat b'met chamura. Yeah, they don't know. People don't know. Shabbos is chamur. And in the chveis, the shin on the tefillin is not so chamur. You know, this way or that way. In kacha minag, lagit tachanun, lo lagit tachanun. You can have people fight over it. Eze rav, eze riv, how many fights? Yeah? אם כן להגיד תחנון, לא להגיד מנהגים, זה מנהגים, הכל מנהגים. Shabbos is חמור, that's the real stuff, right? So therefore, נמרה בעקל! That's why he put it together, everybody, נשים וטף! Children, women, everybody had to hear hakel. So it comes out, that the hakel was for what? For the first parasha, Shabbos. I found another medrash, and the medrash says, that this was supposed to be a precedent for future generations. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to set policy. Shema'asifim et ha'kila l'lmod hilchot Shabbat. People should get together to learn Hilchot Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu hikil l'lamed Hilchot Shabbos. Hikil et ha'kila l'lmod mi zeh nilmad, says the Medrash. From here we should learn that you're supposed to join groups together. I have a little bit of a problem. Forgive me, Medrash. When are you ma'asef to anashim to learn Hilchot Shabbat? On Shabbos, that's what it says. Masifim, you gather them together on Shabbos to learn Hilchot Shabbos. The shir, right? That's the whole shir, the fradela. When did this happen? When was this asifa? Does anybody know when it was? Now, Rashi says clearly it was Mimachas Yom HaKippur. Rashi stresses. When was the Hakel? Mimachrat Limachrat Yom HaKippurim Kishiyad Minahar. No. Why does Rashi Matgish? What's it so important to know when it was? So we're going to discuss B'Shem Achronim, a very big Yisod, why it was after Yom Kippur. But before we get to the end of the shir, right now, I want to point out a very interesting pshat I saw. The Gemara tells us that there's one day that cannot be Lamachrat Yom HaKippurim. Which day cannot be Lamachrat Yom HaKippurim? Shabbat. You can't have Yom Kippur and then Shabbat. Yom Kippur could be Shabbat, but it can't be Friday. Can't have it. Too much. Friday, Shabbat, it doesn't come out in the calendar. So if it's Lamachrat Yom HaKippurim, wasn't Shabbos. So the Mefarshim explain why does Rashi stress this? Rashi's trying to tell me that it wasn't Shabbos. Shelo nachshov shu hikil otam lilamed et hashiur shel Shabbat. The Mefarshim explain, yafeh mod, that the reason why Rashi says it was lemachras yom hakippurim to teach me that it wasn't on Shabbos. Because if it was on Shabbos, then you would say kilo tam lilamed otam ilchis Shabbos hashiur kavua. Kol Shabbat yes shiur kavua bilchot Shabbat. Every Shabbos afternoon, every Shabbos instead of sleeping, you're supposed to make a shir for hilchis Shabbos. Al tachshov shezayah kila pol lilamed otam sheishes yomim tasim aloch. Elayami machrat yom kippurim. So it was Sunday. It couldn't have been on a Shabbos or Monday or Tuesday, but not definitely not on a it wasn't Shabbos that day. So obviously, kilo tam l'cheshbon acher. But so it's against this medrash, because this medrash is saying he kilo tam for the hilchos Shabbos here on Shabbos. Unless the medrash is saying lav dafka Shabbos, stam during the week, you're supposed to be makilo tam to learn hilchos Shabbos. It's not what it says. If you bring me, you know what, bring me the Torah Shleim. We'll read the exact words of the Medrash. I'll show you that the Mashma'ut, I understood the Medrash, that it was the regular Hilchot Shabbos here. No, lo hegioni lifnei. Tamin li, ei efshar la'akil anashim. Yesh inyan shel, midei Shabbos b'Shabbato. To learn Hilchot Shabbos on Shabbos. Like there's a Kriya Satoira on Shabbos. Moshe Tikilam Yisrael, Shei Shoyin Lividarshin, Bin Yonei Shol Yoin, On Yontif, no, Shloishim Yoim is for Pesach. Here it is. Chag Bechag, here it is. Bin Yonei Shol Yoim, here it says clearly, Rabbi Sein about Agad Oimim, Kedei, here she Yilmuchu Mimcha. Dairus Aboyim, Lahakil Kihilois Bechol Shabbat Vishabbat. The Lichnais Bebati Midrashis, Lalame, the Lahiris, the Sroder Vitaris of the Heter, the Sheshmi Agol Miskalis, Bain Benai, Mikan Om Moshe Tikalam Yisroshi, Adarsh Bin Yanish Loyoim, Hilchas Pesach, Bipesach, Hilchas Atzeres, Beatzeres, Hilchas Cha, and so this is Hilchas Shabbos. B'Shabbat. But it's not on Shabbos. Unless you say, so what? He did it this way, but it's supposed to be a remez for Shabbos. Maybe. But you're playing a little bit, Right? If it would have been on Shabbat, Fenod, right? I cover everything. Trust me. I'm saying Barur. There's nothing that I'm not saying which isn't 100% clear. You have the Teretz, you have Akash afterwards. I'm showing you that it's Mashma, that this was the Shabbos year. Yeah, but it wasn't on Shabbos. Unless you say that this time, Moshe did it before Shabbos or after Shabbos, but it's a remez for Shabbos. You hear what's bothering me a little bit. Okay. Comes out, Rabbi Yisai, that the Vayakel is not for Shabbos, according to these Mefarshim. The Vayakel was for a different reason. It wasn't Hilchas Shabbos to be teaching Shabbos b'Shabbatai. It was for a different reason, Vayakel Otam. It wasn't for Sheishas Yom. So why was he Kilotam? Bishlaim, if you learn, it's to gather the people to learn Hilchas Shabbos, and this is the custom in the Jewish tradition that we bring people together to learn Hilchas Shabbos. Good. But if it's not for Hilchas Shabbos, because it was Mimachas Yom HaKippur, and many Mepharshim learn it wasn't for Hilchas Shabbos. So then, if so, Grad, I was just thinking, I just popped into my head. Maybe that's a teretz to the question. Why is it that here it says Vayakel, and over there by Parshas Kedoshim doesn't say Vayakel? Because here it was special Hilchas Shabbos to teach me the halacha of Hakel. True, there he spoke to Elkal Adas B'nei Yisrael, all the halachot of Parshas Kedoshim. But here the pasuk emphasizes Vayakel to teach me that you're supposed to make hakel. You're supposed to gather the people together, special like a mitzvah for future generation. I don't want to say the word mitzvah, but it's an inyan. Makil kilot barabim lelmod hilchot Shabbat. So therefore, it says here Vayakel, where there, even though it was Vayakel, even though he gathered everybody together, but that was for that time. That was that he happened to spoke hilchot Parshat Kiddushin to everybody. But here there was a special inyan lakil, because this became the tradition to be makil ki lot barabim lilmot hilchot Shabbat. So this just popped into my head. Maybe why here it says Vayakel and over there it does not. Okay. Like I said, many Mefarshim learned the Kihilah, the Vayakel was to teach them the Mishkan. Why was it necessary to be makilotam, to teach them the Mishkan? Now notice, we already taught the Mishkan before. There it doesn't say Vayakel. This is not the first time we're being taught about the Mishkan. So if it's to teach us about the Mishkan, why does it say Vayakel? Question number two. Why does it speak about Shabbat here and not there? And question number three, why Bechlau repeat? Repeat. Why are you repeating the same thing that you already told us before? Now there's many Mefarshim that learn among the Rishonim that this is not actually a repetition. It's Ein Mukdam U'Me'ucha Batoiro. And therefore this was actually taught before the Egel. This whole Parsha is a repetition, but it's all Truma repeated over again. This was before. According to many Rishonim, this was before the Egel. Vayakel. Rashi obviously learns not like that. Rashi stresses, it was L'machrat Yom HaKippurim, L'acha Sheyorad Min Ahar. So this was after the Egel. But this is a Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn that this is a Chazara on the original teaching to build a Mishkan. Other Rishonim, Rashi Bereisham, Rashi on the top of the list, learns that this was new, a second time. A repetition, true, repeated, but repeated a second time after the Egel. Once before the Egel, once after the Egel. What do you mean once before, once after? What, something is going on here. So you hear the questions? Question number one, why do you have to join them together to teach them to build the Mishkan? First time you didn't do that. Second of all, why do you have to repeat what you already taught. Third of all, why b'chlal do you talk about the Shabbos here while the first time you didn't talk about the Shabbos? If Shabbos and Mishkan have to be taught together to teach me that you don't build a Mishkan on Shabbos, so let it be the first time taught that way. Why all of a sudden was the Shabbos taught here? Good questions, no? Okay. There's an interesting Rabbeinu B'chayim. I appreciate if you bring it to me. Bring me the Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu B'chayim learns that the repetition to build the Mishkan is from love. Hashem is showing how important it is to build the Mishkan again and again. When something's not that important, you don't repeat it. You say it over once. He says it's five times it says to build the Mishkan. Ben Mechai is beautiful. This week's Pasha Ben Mechai is unbelievable. Yeah? Oh, what is this? Oh. It says like this. V'hoyo ha'inyin v'yas v'yas. It says again, he did and he did and they made and they made and they did it and they made it and they did it. The Hoya Ha'inyan, says Rabbeinu Mechayah. Why does he have to repeat it so over again, over again, over again here? Make and do, and do, and they did do. They did. It's just say, make the Mishkan, and they did it, and that's all. Laskiru Chamisha Pamim. Hakoyu Lemalas Hamishkan. For the importance, to show the importance of the Mishkan. The Derech Chiba. And to show love. Kishem Shematzina Shehiska Kasa Chamisha Pa'amim Yisrael, Bepasik Echa Besei the Baloischa. Yeah? It says five times. Oh, he knows. He's already looking. Pashas Baloischa, there's one Pasik that says the word Klal Yisrael. Mentions the Jewish people five times in one Pasik. Amid Barches, Pasik Yotes. Yeah? Beautiful. Five times. You go look it up. Five times. A quiz. I know it's there. You want to read it? Read it. Go ahead. Yeah, five times. Why? When you love something, you repeat it. For example, people love money. So they repeat. They count it over again. Over, you know? I have $1 million, $1 million, $1 million. They don't stop talking about how they have $1 million, right? Okay, we got the point.
The mega.
Mitai chavivus. When something is dear. Yeah, Nigmar, you can't win it. That's it. Somebody from Georgia won it. That's it. Someone from Georgia. Okay. Now, you hit Mekitzah. That's one pshat. That the reason why it repeats, it repeats, it repeats, it repeats. Yeah? This is... Here. It says, Al tistakim, tistakil b'starim eilu timtza ma'is ha'mishkel ha'liska sham harbi pamim. The Yikuli, Truma, how many times you have to repeat the same thing? And the answer is to show the importance and to show love. That the Rebbeinu Shem has a tremendous love to Klal Yisrael and the Mishkan that they build. Okay. Abayi said, let me tell you over another pshat. A, why it says Vayakil? Why does it repeat it? Why Shabbos? To answer all the kashas. You ready? This Parshas Vayakel is actually, according to the Medrash, a direct continuation of Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Kisisa, we have the story of the eagle. To correct the eagle, we have Parshas Vayakel. So says the Medrash. Chachamenu Zichronam Livracha. In Medrash Agada, which Rabbeinu B'chaya quotes a little bit further on, the eagle, we had to correct the eagle. Eagle was in Parshas Kisisa, Vayakel comes to correct the eagle. How? If you notice, by the eagle it says, Vayakilu kala'om al aharon. They all came together. Vayakahel. Vayakahel ha'am al aharon. Vayakahel ha'am al aharon. They jumped, they put they came together to jump on Aaron. L'chaper al zeh v'yakel Moshe es kol ha'am. It's called Adas B'nai Yisrael. Zeh! L'umat zeh. To correct the hakel that they came for the ego, we have parashas Vayakel. Vayoimru, they said to Aaron, Kum asei lanu Elohim. Vayoimru, Moshe also has a Vayoimru. Vayoimru aleihem. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael, Vayoimer aleihem. So there, Vayoimer Kum asei lanu is corrected, Vayoimer aleihem. Okay. Eile advarim is to come to correct when they said Eile Eloihecha Yisrael. They looked at the eagle and they pointed and they said, Eile, Eile, these are Eloihecha Yisrael. So to correct that, we have Moshe's Eile Hadvarim. Says the Medrash, the golden calf, Zahav, was made from Zahav. We have Zava Tanufa. We have the gold that was brought to the Mishkan for the dedication and the building of the Mishkan. Zahav, L'umat Zahav. This is a Medrash, a God that the Rabbeinu B'chayi and all the Rishonim bring down. Here it is. Yeah. If you look at the Medrash Rabbah, yeah, the Medrash Rabbah says that actually there was more. There was more connections between. It's probably in the Hagdama. Here it is. Yeah, there was more connections between. Oh, here it is. Oh, Medrash, here it is. Psikta Zutrasa Reish Vayakil. Vayakil Moshe. Tovoi Kihilas Moshe. Vitechaper Al Kihilas Aroin. The Kihila that they joined together to jump on Aaron. The kapara for that is Vayakil Moshe. Tovi Amiras Moshe. Tichsi Vayoyim Aleya Moshe. Utechaper Al Amiras Aroin. Yoimruk Eilav Kum Asei Lanu. Tovay Eiladvarim Vitachaper Al Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Yavoy Zahava Tnufa. The gold that they brought. Vitachaper Al Zahava Ego. And it's a kapara for the gold of the ego. The Medrash Rabbah, Perik Memches, Ois Vav, says another connection. Another similarity. What did they give for the ego? Parku Nizmei Hazav. What did we have to bring? We had to bring Chach V'Nezem. Tabat, the Kumas, all the different jewelry from the women were brought to the Mishkan. You have the Medrash? You have it? Mem Ches Vav. Kishasu Egal, Amra Kosh Bokhu. Oh, Parku Nizme Azav Umai Viu Nizam Uksha also a Mishkan also ice in the Dava, the same thing. Kal Nidivlei Viu Chach Venezim Tabas Vikumas. No, not Chach Medrash. I'll tell you another Medrash. You notice Moshe Rabbeinu said, what caused them to make the eagle? What caused them to make the eagle? Right? So in Parshas Dvarim it says, Vidi Zav. Too much gold. Dizahav. The pasuk says that they brought to the Mishkan till it said what? Vamalacha haisa. Die. Die and D. Enough. The connection. Medrash. Medrash Rabba. Medrash Rabba. Nun Aleph Ches. Nun Aleph Ches. That just like the D. Too much of the gold made ego. So they brought too much. D. Enough. Yeah. So the Vayakel, the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan was litaken, and the meila lechaper al ma'isa. Oh, with this, I go back to explaining the Rashi. Rashi says, Vayikalu, 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 says Rashi, B'diburai Shel Moshe. What does B'diburai Shel Moshe mean? Did he force them? Or did he just request? Why was it so important? Now you know what the answer is? Just like by the Egel. No one was forced. There was no tzivui. No one was commanded. Come, let's go. Okay, everybody got together and they made the ego. L'takenitze. Moshe went and he said, I'm going to show the way Klal Yisrael comes together for the good reasons. Since the Vayikalu, and which already answers the original question. The question was, why does it say over here Vayikahel when anyway it was Bikihila? Because here it was Mudgash Ha'inyan. They just emphasized. They emphasized the idea that Vayikalu they came together to fix and to correct that they came together for the Egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu did it the same way that they was done by the Egel. How was it done by the Egel? They were told, commanded. No. One person got up and said, "Let's go and go do Avodah Zarah." Yeah. Spontaneous, voluntarily. Vayikalu, says Rashi. He feel. He didn't force them. Because it had to be what? Litaken. Litaken. Maseha ego. With this Rabbi son, I'm going to tell you a very nice pshat. Okay? If you take a look, Rashi. I'm sorry. It says, right, Vayikalu et kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Right? Pasuk, Vayikalu, Vayikael Moshe et. What is et? Vayikael Moshe kol hadas. What's et? Vayikael Moshe kol. You don't need the et. So the Archaim speaks about it. The Archaim says, you know what, et, like it says in the Zohar, et is always l'rabot, right? Kol ituim shebat Torah l'rabot. Here it's l'rabot, women and children. So that's why it says et. Vayikahel Moshe, not kol adas b'nei Yisrael, but et kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Says Arachayim, women and children, like it says in the Zohar, women and children included. Okay. That's the chiddush. Put together all the people. Hakel. When you have a mitzvah of Hakel, right? In Parshas Dvorim, when you have to come Mishneh Torah, you bring everybody to the base Hamikdash on Sukkos. You bring the children?
Sure.
You bring the women? Of course. The Gemara even asks, what are you bringing them for? Who needs them? They don't understand anything anyway. So the Gemara says that the women is to learn their things, and the children is lavi schar lemivieim, to give schar, litain schar, to those that bring them. So what about over here? Maybe over here, taka, there was no point. Yeah, maybe. Meaning that since over there there's a mitzvah of hakel, so the actual bringing is a schar. But here there wasn't a mitzvah of hakel. Here he brought them together to teach them. So maybe there was no point in bringing the children. That's how I understood Dorachai. Again.
That's why I kept the et.
Et. Again. Again! Vayakel Moshe et! Vayakel Moshe kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Says Dorachai HaKadosh. No. Et is always to eat, to l'rabot. What's it coming to eat? Like the Zohar says, they brought the women and the children. Now why would they bring the women and the children? I'll say why. So Pashit, because like every mitzvah's hakel, you bring the women and the children, right? So what's the chidush then? So what's the chidush? I mean, if every hakel you bring the women and the children, there's also hakel. The answer is, that's mitzvah hakel. And in mitzvah hakel, there's a schar if you bring the children. The actual keeping of the mitzvah of bringing them is a schar. But here it's just hakel to teach. So what would be the point? Well, voluntarily, So what would be the point of bringing the children? They can't understand anything anyway. That's why it's a chidush here, et, that they brought the women and the children. Or maybe we could say a little bit better. Since the Vayakel was a tikkun for the Masa Egel, and in the Masa Egel, the Vayakel was not the Nashim, it was not the children. Hanashim lo ayu shayach la'egel, kino sha'od nilmad from the Rabbeinu Bechai and the Rishonim, and that's why women have Rish Chodesh. Women have a special yom to Rish Chodesh. You know why? Because the Trumas L'Leches HaMishkan was Rish Chodesh. And they didn't give to the Maisa Egel and Afal PK, they gave to the Maisa Mishkan. We're going to soon learn this from Rabbeinu Bechai. So they got rewarded. Rish Chodesh. Od Nilmad Misa. Yeah? So the Chiddush is, if the Vayakels K'day L'Taken Maisa Egel, so maybe I don't have to bring the women and the children because they weren't shayich to Maisa Egel. They weren't shayich. Kamash Malon Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael. Question is, why Takah? Good question, no? Vayakel Moshe is called Adas. If the whole thing was Litaken Maisa Egel. Are you with me on the series? Yeah. If the whole thing was to fix the Maisa Egel, and the women and children had nothing to do with the Egel, so then Taki Yishonta brought them. What do you have to bring them for? Just to make noise? I'm sure that the children came with their party snappers and then their toys and their chvezvas, and they made too much noise. What are you bringing them for? Right? They came with their party snappers. So see what my kids loaded up for Purim party snappers? Oh, you're vey. Enough to destroy a whole city in Iraq. Enough explosives to destroy a whole city in Iraq they bought. Okay, now you hear? You're listening. So I have a question. So why? How can they bring them together? What's Takam Shot? I want to show you something very interesting. You ready? The way we're learning, the giving was to fix the ego. Tell me, did women have to give to the Mishkan? No. We're going to learn about this now. Everybody take a look at Perik Lamed Hei. Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayavoyu ha'anoshim al ha'anoshim. The men came on the women. How what? They drove what? On top of their shoulders? How did they come on the women? What does it mean? They put them on top of their things and they brought them. Anything, it should be the other way around. Yeah. That the women came on the men. I don't know. That's very difficult for the men to come on the women, no? Obviously it doesn't mean that. What does it mean? So there's a very interesting Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya learns, yeah, al hanashim, because they were actually more important than the men. The men came as if to say after the women. The women were first, they were the main, and the men came al hanashim, second to the women.
Ladies first.
So you would say women's lib? No, it doesn't have to do with women's lib. What does that have to do with? Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, because Be'etzem, the whole thing was to fix for the Egel. The whole thing was to fix for the Egel. And therefore, the women are not mechiv to give mitzad fixing for the Egel. And they gave anyway. So there were Ikar. Their Nedava was much more, because it wasn't Litaken. What was it for? It was to show it nadvut. They didn't have to give. They didn't need to fix the Masa Egel because they didn't do the Egel. So therefore, the men were considered second to the women. No, what are you trying? Only Rabbeinu Bechaya. He's going to read it for you. Yeah, we're going to talk about this. 1 second. Lamed Hey Chav Beis. Says like this. You know, I'm not used to this print of the Rabbeinu Bechaya. I'm used to the old one here. I can't get used to this new print here. You know what? Maybe you find it. I can't find it here. Hey, you want to find it? Oh, here it is. I found it. It's a different style.
Format.
Different format, so it's very hard for me to find it. I'm not used to it. Okay. Ki loshen al anoshim, yoyra ki hanoshim bo usham betchila. It means that the women came first. Ukasher bo anoshim kramotsu sham anoshim. When the men came, they already found the women, already beat them to the punch. Sheviu sham nidvasim tchila. Vizois maile gedoyle benoshim. Ki b'maisa egel eirotzu losses tachshiteyim. V'le omar ba'ozik ki leirotzu anoshim b'kach. They didn't want to give it. And therefore, he says, this is the pshat. This is an unbelievable pshat. Shloim HaMelech says, Adam echad me'elef matzasi. I could find one man from 1,000. You can find the good man among 1,000 men. There's one man. The rest of them are junk, deceitful, not worth talking or looking at. One out of 1,000 you can find. But Isha, b'chaleila lo matzati. You can't even find one in 1,000. Look at everybody laughing. What are you laughing? You found one in 1,000, no? Well, maybe you don't. Well, married men have to think they found the one. The one in 1,000,000, maybe. Not one in 1,000. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, there's a remez here. Bechal Eila. A woman had nothing to do with Eila Lehecha Yisrael. Nothing to do with the eagle. The eagle was Eila. Yirmois. Yirmois, Lamasha Katum.
Eile Lokecha.
Elohecha! What Elohecha? Elohecha! The ego. Isha b'chol Eila. You couldn't find an Eila, not one woman. Women had nothing to do with the ego. No, then what? Rabbeinu Bechaya is a Risha, a Shonim.
Isha me'elef, lo matzati? Isha me'ele.
Me'ele! U'b'chol Eila, you can't find in Eila one woman. Women had nothing to do with Eila, Elohecha Yisrael. U'b'chol Zot! And yet, when they came to give for the Mishkan, which was to fix that problem, who gave first? Now the truth is, Rabbeinu Bechaya doesn't say that it was to fix. He doesn't make that comparison. He just says that when it came to the Egel, they didn't give. And when it came to the Mishkan, they were first. But the way we're learning, it's beautiful, eh? Because since the whole idea of the Mishkan was to fix for the Egel, so they were potter! They were potter! What a... I'm going to show you something else. You ready? I'm going to teach you something. Vayavoyu hanoshim ha'anoshim al hanoshim. So pashut, it means that they were there first. I'm going to tell you that the pshat is that they brought al hanoshim the stuff that was on the women's ears. The jewelry that was on them. Ukedei l'sakin cheta egel that they took off from the women. They grabbed the jewelry from the women and they gave it to the eagle. Hisparku! Vayisparku, it says that they took off! Says the Rishonim, the Rekeach, and many other Rishonim. They snatched it off the women. They forced them. They just grabbed it off their ears. In some cases, even with the ear. Took off the whole ear. Just kidding. Yeah, and they put it into the eagle. Vayavoyu Anoshim al ha'anoshim. Hanoshim al Hanoshim, that they brought. What did they bring? What was al Hanoshim? That's what I want to say, pshat. So you'll tell me, what am I, a Rishon? I can say my own pshat? I'm like, am I crazy? The Meshech Chachma, for a different reason, learns like this. The Meshech Chachma comes and says, doesn't understand. How could you bring all the rings and everything? It was muksa. Muksa l'avodah zarah. Didn't they give all their jewelry to avodah zarah? To the Eagle? Bring me my kisvei avamor. Bring my grandfather's safe. How could you use the stuff, the jewelry? Muksa l'avodah zarah. They set it up. They wanted to give it away for avodah zarah. Answer, not the women's. The women's weren't. They didn't want to give it for avodah zarah. So therefore, what did they give for the Mishkan? Not their own, because their own was donated already. It was donated goods. It was donated to the Avodah Zarah already. Oh, that's my grandfather's kasha. My grandfather said he doesn't understand the Meshech Chachma. Hey, give me the kisvei avamor. Okay. So while they find it, let me explain to you the halachas a little bit. Some of you have a hard time understanding what I'm talking about. Let me be mashem with the anima that very well. Rabbeinu Bechaya learns, okay, fine. Rabbeinu Bechaya learns that, you see, it doesn't say that the men and the women came. It says that the men came on the women. It's a language. It doesn't make sense. What do you mean? And the answer is they came after, like. It was on the women because they were there first. Point, they gave first. They jumped to give the women. The women gave. They jumped ahead of the men and gave. And the Chiddush, because even though by the Eagle, they didn't give it all, here they were the first ones to give. And the way we're learning, it's beautiful, because since the whole idea of the Nedivos HaMishkan was to correct the fact that they gave for the Eagle, so the women who didn't give technically shouldn't have to give, and yet they were the first ones to give. I'm telling you, maybe there's a whole different understanding, translation to the words Vayavayu Hanashim Al Hanashim, which means that they brought what was on the women, Al Hanashim, the jewelry that was on the women. Who said Meshech Chachma learns like this? And he says the reason is because otherwise it wouldn't be fit for Nedivos HaMishkan. You weren't allowed to give it to the Mishkan. Why? He says like this. Anoshim eviu atachshitim b'oidam al anoshim. Mishum d'omar koizel akum. If you say that this belongs to the Avodah Zarah, I'm giving my jewelry, my utensils to the Avodah Zarah. Lo mitzur lehedjit. You are still allowed to use it. But muksa. It becomes also to give to the Beis HaMikdash. So their own, hatachshitim shahoyu b'yad anashim, that they wanted to give it for the Avodah Zarah, that would turn into muksa, that you weren't allowed to use for the Beis HaMikdash. Masha'en came be'elu shahoyu al anashim, but those that were on the women, there was no problem because they didn't want to give. So therefore, when they came to the Mishkan, they gave the woman's jewelry. My grandfather says, doesn't make sense, because they took it and they changed the tzura. What is the Meshech Chachma talking about? They didn't just give the jewelry. They had to melt it down and change its format. It's form, it's tzura. Once you change the tzura, then it's mutter la'a gvaya. It's mutter for the Beis HaMikdash. Once it's burnt, it's nothing. You've changed the format. I'm saying, so the question is, what is the Meshech Chachma talking about? But the way I'm learning, till here, I understand why they gave the jewelry of the women. Why? Because since the whole idea of the giving was to litaken, to fix exactly what they did by the egel, they joined together in the egel, so they joined together over here. Vayoymer, vayoymer, zahav, zahav. What was the story of the Nizamim? That they took it off the women's ears, the women's noses, or whatever they wore in those days. So therefore, when they came to the Mishkan, they did the same. They took the jewelry off the women for the Mishkan. Like it? Interesting. Huh? Could be. I Baruch Hashem. But Baruch Hashem, I mean, you know, a lot of people, when they show them that somebody else says what they say, they get depressed. They come and they say, that's it. So what was the whole idea? By me, I get excited. That means I'm saying good. Right. So he says, but he doesn't say why, though. He just says that the pshat, he says the pshat I want to say. Anoshim al anoshim means that they took it off the women. We don't say why. But the way I'm learning, it's very good why. Yeah. That the reason is was an anecdote. Litaken et maseh. So Chizkuni says, okay, now. Baruch Shekivanu on the Kudazu. Okay. With this rabbi side, I want to go to explain why bechlal the repetition? Why the repetition? Why repeat the Masa Mishkan after the Egel? Abayi said the answer is very geschmack. I saw the Shemi Shmuel says a very nice pshat. He says like this: Kol Nediv Lev. Does it say Nedive Lev or it says Nediv Lev? Singular. The Rishonim point out, in order to build a Mishkan, you did not need Tzibur HaRachav, even a Yachid, Nediv Lev. You didn't need everybody. Yeah? It could have been built by big individuals who wanted to support the whole Mishkan. Says the Shem Mishmuel, after the Egel, you needed everybody to be involved. Vayakel Moshe is kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, and he told them to build a Mishkan. There's a building of the Mishkan before Egel, kol nediv lev. Then there's a building of a Mishkan after Egel. Vayakel Moshe is kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. You needed everybody to join in. Wait a minute. It's a different sivui. The first sivui was to build Kol Nediv Lev. They didn't build it yet. Kol Nediv Lev. Individual. It was the power of the individual. After Egel! No more. It was the power of the Sibur. Vayakel Moshe. Davni Nezer. The Sakat Shavu says in Mayri Degatim. The Gemara says in Zvachim. The Gemara says that till Mishkan, Huter Abamais. After Mishkan, Neser Abamais. What is Abama? Abama is, it's called the Mizbeach Yachid. Abamas Yachid. An individual. After the Mishkan, the Yachids, you had to bring it to the Mishkan. Why? Because of Tzibur. The Avoida went from a Yachid that now it has to be Mitzibur. Bamas Yachid was kosher till the Mishkan, the individual Bama, the individual altar. After Mishkan, says the Gemara, you weren't allowed to have a Bamas Yachid individual. You needed Tzibur. Okay. Rabbi said, why? The way we're learning, it's very geschmack. Because since the chet of the ego was the chet of the rabbim, so l'taken chet ha'egel, you needed vayakel Moshe to fix it with the rabbim. The mishkan was l'taken et ha'egel. So just like the chet ego was rabbim vayakel. The tikkun of Mishkan after Egel. After. Vayakel Moshe's kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Now let's explain a little bit deeper. Because it's a little bit shallow. Just to say, the Egel was Barabim, and therefore the Mishkan has to be Barabim. It's a little bit shallow. This is Barabim, so you fix Barabim. יש התחיל בכלל. לא, רבי, רבי. יפה מאוד, אנחנו מסבירים יפה מאוד. The Torah has been repeating Binyan HaMishkan. You know why it's repeating Binyan HaMishkan? After Egel. It's a new type of Binyan HaMishkan. The first Binyan HaMishkan was, says the Shem Yishmul, Kol Nidivlev. Afterwards it was Vayakel Moshe. Why? So we're saying because the Vayakel, Vayakel. The group, right? Nesfu, as Tzichim L'taken. You have to fix it. Okay. Come on, Midrash. It's a little bit deeper, and I'm going to explain to you what I mean. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Sefer, and they all quote him. Truthfully, it's way before. I found it earlier, Chareinim. Says a very interesting pshat. We think that they joined together for the Egel, and to fix that, we joined together for the Mishkan. Actually, they were splintered in Machloikis for the Egel. They were nifrad, completely separated one from another for the Egel. And to correct that, by the Mishkan, we have Vayakel. Vayakel. The way we're learning in, from the Medrash, the implication is they were together by the Egel, Nikalu al Aroin, so Vayakel Moshe. Actually, it's not true. It's the opposite. They were so splintered and divided when it came to the Egel. So Litaken it zeh Vayakel Moshe for the Mishkan. He says, if you take a look, Eile Eloihecha, how many? Eloihecha is what? It's plural. Chazal tell us in the Gemara, Elohus harbe ivu lohem. They wanted many gods, many, many gods. What do you need many gods for? Many? So we know that there's a concept in India of the many gods, type of ideology of Avodah Zarah to have many gods. Many Mefarshim learn that it wasn't so much an ideology of Avodah Zarah to have the many gods, but they were splintered, divided over what to have, and therefore they had to make many. They try to find something that everybody could be satisfied with. Yeah? Elohus harbe ivu lahem, because they were in machlokes. They were in disagreement. You know, it's interesting because Jews are always in disagreement, right? That's the whole, right? They say 10 Jews, 12 opinions, right? Or 2 Jews and 10 opinions, or whatever the saying is. What do you have? You have a Rashi that says this? What do you have? What do you have? What are you showing me? Huh? Ela is plural. Ela, don't say Zeh, it says Ela. Ela is plural. These. Elohecha, it's plural. It's all plural. Ela, these. Ela is these. It's more than one. Elohecha is more than one. The Gemara says clearly, Elohus harbe evil lahem. Because he's talked to many people.
No,
El is Rabbim. El is for surely Rabbim. El is Rabbim. Zeh. Okay, it's making okay. Ela is plural, and the Gemara says they wanted many. So either they wanted many because that's how a person's Yetzirah works. You know, Yetzirah, he's not happy with one car, he needs 5 cars, 4 cars. He's not happy with one home, he needs 3 homes, a summer home and a winter home and an achreis and a vacation home, I don't know. Right? You need more. Many Rishonim, many Mefarshim learn, okay, Ephraim, please, try not to prove it's a mistake, you're making a mistake. The word Ela is plural and the Gemara says clearly that they want the many of it. There's nothing to talk about. Okay, now, it says, Allahu tar be'evil lev, it's a first Gemara. Okay, now, why many? Many because they were in disagreement. They were splintered. They couldn't come to a decision which one, and everybody had to fight over. Okay. So litaken itzeh, vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. So I always wondered, I don't understand, they're going against the Medrash. The Medrash says, nikalu yachad, they came together, they joined in hands, in harmony, for the ego. And then we have a pshat over here that all the mefarshim bring down, everybody speaks about it, they were splintered and they were disarray. This is a steer, it's a contradiction. So I'll tell you how I answer this contradiction. There's two types of kihila. There's two types of gatherings of people, hitkalut. The Medrash Tehillim on the Pasuk, Sonesi Kahal Mireyim. I hated the groupings, Mireyim, of evil people, Lashon Ra. Evil people's gatherings, no good. Hashem doesn't like it. Says the Medrash, there's a Kehila that I like. And there's a kehila I don't like. You know who I don't like? I don't like the kehila of the ego. By a kehila am alaron, I don't like it. Koirach. By a kehil koirach. Al Moshe, right? He gathered and he put the people together against Moshe to stand up against. That I don't like. By a kehil Moshe is kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. That I like. Medrash Tehillim on the Pasuk. Again. The Pasuk is Perik Chavav Pasuk Hey in Tehillim. Who says Tehillim here? Saneti Kahal Mireyim. I hate the gatherings. Yeah, they're learning from me. Don't hate, love, but hate Kahal Mireyim. You hear? I hate Kahal Mireyim. The gatherings of evils, evil people. Who is this referring to? Koirach, Egel. But then there's ones I do like, says Hashem. Quotes the Medrash. I like the Vayakel Moshe. That one I like. But how does one know the difference? I mean, what? Because this is for bad causes, for good cause? I was thinking of an interesting point. And then I'll tell you over Chizkuni. Vayakel for something, for a cause, no good. When you start joining people for a cause, then they're not really joined. It's not about the kila. What is it about? It's about the cause. When you join people for the sake of joining people together, that's for the right reason. Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. He joined kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. It wasn't al. I found the Chizkuni says, the rule is, whenever the Vayakel is followed by Al, no good. Whenever the Vayakel is followed with El, on, no good. Two, very good. No? Then what? Vayakel Al Ahari. That's no good. When you start joining, you know, a lot of people, they join together to get the other guy. That's not good. That's a gang. Tell me, when you join 100 people to beat up a guy, Achtus! Achtus! The answer is you can't gang up on somebody. Gang on is no good. Bring together two is very good. Vayakel al! Chizkuni, no good. Vayakel el! Yes, very good. So there's ones that Hashem likes, and there's ones that Hashem doesn't like. It's not good. So when it comes to Vayakel Moshe, it wasn't al. It was kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. It wasn't on. It wasn't ganged up against. That's good. But Vayakel, Al Aaron, or Al Moshe, that's already no good. Okay. Rabbi Sai, I want to say better. even though this is pretty good also, but I'll say better. I asked the question, did they gang up Achdus, or did they gang up splintered? It says, Vayakel, and Litaken it zeh, we have Vayakel. So what was it? Vayakel, they joined together. Nikalu Yachad. So how could we come and say that they were splintered and they were divided? So either we say is they were not mamish vayakel, like we just said. They weren't really put together. What were they? They were just ganging up against, but they weren't kihila. They weren't really nikalu yachad, joined together. Or we could say a little bit different. Rabbosai, I saw a chsam soifer. But before I tell you the chsam soifer, I'll tell you what I thought. And then I proved my words from the chsam soifer. When a person joins together with somebody to do a mitzvah, then we could call it joined together, achdut. To join together to do an aveira, it's impossible that achdut should come from it. When you join together to do a mitzvah, the mitzius of achdus is possible. When you join together to do an aveira, it's impossible that any achdut could come from such a kihilah, from such an asifa. I'm going to show you this. Okay? If you notice by Koirach, they join together. The Mishnah tells us that there's a machloikis l'shem shemayim. What's machloikis l'shem shemayim? Shamayin hill. What's a machloikis shaloi l'shem shemayim? Koirach v'adosa. So the Mefarshim asked, it should say Koirach against Moshe. Just like it says shamayin hill, it should say Koirach and Moshe. That's shaloi l'shem shemayim. So many Mefarshim learn, and I told this to you, that Moshe wasn't part of the machloikis. It had nothing to do with it. If you start up with me and I don't say anything, well, I have nothing to do with it, right? Moshe didn't say anything. Moshe la marf mila. He didn't say anything. So the machloikas was kairach v'adose, but not about, it wasn't with Moshe. Okay. Reb Shalom Shvadron, but many say before him, I heard this from Reb Shalom Shvadron, the machloikas shalei l'shem shemayim, when it's for the wrong cause, then it becomes kairach v'adato fighting. Even the group within themselves, they fight. You notice that Koirach had one agenda. Dasam Avirim had another one, and the Sanhedrin had a third one. Everybody had a different agenda, yeah? They were fighting. You should see the meetings over there. Tell me, you know, there's something called the Knesset. It's Kinus, right? You ever see what goes on in the Knesset? It's I don't know. Later. You ever hear of a kinos? Kinos? It's called Knesset, right? I guess kinos is zach and Knesset is the cave. What's a Knesset exactly?
It's the Shem
Por.
It's Shem
Etzem. It's a Shem Etzem. Haknesiah. Shem Etzem is Knesset.
Shem Etzem.
Okay. It's Knesset. Chalan Hashim, right? It's like a zoo. You ever listen to what goes on in there? It's like kamo gan chayot.
Worse.
It's because not grown-up people behave that way. How do you explain it? They're fighting and killing each other. But it's called a Knesset. And the answer is called Knesiyash Yilo L'Shem Shemayim. So it becomes Kairach Ve'adosai. They're fighting amongst themselves. Each guy's fighting Aloni, mit Shmaloni, mit Paloni, with Begin, mit Binbini, mit Mini, and Lichluch Yotze Misham, yeah. The hatred and the fighting. You ever heard what goes on in Knesset? Very interesting, huh? But it's Knesset! Yeah, but when it's Shalei L'Shem Shemayim, when it's not for the right causes, what happens? They fight with themselves. Koirach V'Adosu. True! That they joined together for the ego. But since it was for the wrong causes, so within, there was a lot of machlokes. Now let me tell you over, gewaltig sam soifer, gewaltig sam soifer. The Sam Sofer begins by asking the famous question that we began with. Why does it say Vayakel Moshe? Self understood that he joined them together. Says the Chassam Sofer, Gevaldik, Gevaldik. You know, the Paraduma was called a Chayk. That makes sense. What doesn't make sense? Sure, it makes sense. You know what makes sense? It makes a lot of sense. The Parah was Lechaper, Ala Eka. So clearly, the Paraduma, we're going to have Parshas Parah coming soon. The Parah is Lechaper, Amaisa Eka. Tavai, Habas, Haim, excuse me, the mother should come and clean up for the daughter. So at bat. Right? Who cleans the dirty diaper? The mother. No person in it. Unless you get paid for it, right? You can't do it. What? It says. Okay. So what's the chok? He says a meridika thing. Tumas mace is hutra betzibur. Tumas mace is hutra betzibur. You don't need a paraduma for that. You know that? Didn't they do the Avera B'Kihila? Didn't they join together to do the Avera? Was the Chet Egel B'Tzibur or B'Yachid? It was B'Tzibur. Some site. Not that. Some site. You don't know. Rabbi, let me tell you something. The Gedali Yisrael of yesteryear. Ayalem Lev Rachav. Yediyat HaChazalim. Beautiful. Here's a question. It's beautiful. If the Halacha is B'Tzibur's Tumahutra, I don't understand, but the eagle was done b'tzibur, so it should be the opposite. The eagle, the tuma, the paraduma should be needed b'tzibur. Elishiyeh shloimar. Wait. Elishiyeh shloimar. Maybe we say that's the chok. No. Because it's not shaykh tzibur when it comes to an aveira. Can't be such a thing. It's yechidim who are doing an aveira. I'm going to read you a Chassam Sofer. You ready? You don't understand the brilliance of this Chassam Sofer. Ela sheyesh loimar loishayich kihila v'chibu v'tzibur be'ovri aveira v'afilu alofim heim ha'koel kichidim nechshavim kol echad la'atzmai. It's not yechidim. There's 100 people doing it. Doesn't mean we're tzibur because we're doing it for the wrong reason. We're doing it aveira. Shavu masbir lama zekacha. So in brackets he says, kichal Yisrael nefesh echad. Every Jew is a nefesh echad. Kichelek aloika mimal. Because we all have the same mekor, Hashem. So when we do an Aveira, ubefrat avodah zarah, oz nekru mishrashum ha'elyayim, v'chal echad oimed la'atzmo kemuvan. What are you talking about, Rafi? Omed la'atzmo kemuvan. What do I have to do with you? You know what I have to do with you? Hashem. That's my... But if I deny Hashem and I do an Aveira, so me and you have nothing to do with each other. Whatever. So we're 100 people doing something. Okay, so that's not kila. It's not vayikalu kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Ach, b'avoydes Hashem. No, because here we're talking about mitzvah. Why do you use such a language? Because they taka got together. Physically, they got together, but that's not called kila. Ach, b'avoydes Hashem, nikalu akol k'ishechav. V'haynu d'chsiv. Now, says the Chassam Sof, I understand why it was after Yom Kippur. Chibur. Yom Kippur is a time, kaparat avonot. V'nit kaper lahem avon ha'egel. Oz vayakel Moshe. Ki ad ata hayu nifradim. Till Yom Kippur, chet ha'egel. As a matter of fact, the Klei Yakar even says, all Chatayim is that way. Yom Kippur is a Zman where people get together. It's a time where people are B'Shalayim. They mechaper one, they forgive one the other. And then there's Achdus and Klal Yisrael. V'amnam, yeah, it's okay, the time. V'amnam, Hada ba'avoydus Hashem akol echad, mishum shana oivdim Hashem b'litam. So now he says, why is it that when we do Ratzon Hashem, we are one? Because we don't have tam, we don't have reason. Kiyim kasha tzivanu Hashem alikei, la'viseinu oisanu, ve'ein boi chiluk taimim, ve'ein kan chiluk upirid mashavis. Yeah? When we take the mitzvahs, and they don't say it's about what I think the mitzvah is, or what you think the mitzvah is, we're all about what Hashem said that we should do. So there's no chiluk upirud hamachshavis. There's no, what do we call that, controversy. They're not splintered in disagreement. And then there's achdus. So the paraduma, which was a chayk, is the tikkun for the Maisa Egel. We once spoke about this. They made cheshbonot. I want this God and you want that God. We want me, you. Why is it not us? The us is chok. When we start wanting to have what we think, I hold like this, I feel, I want this, then there's tam, which means each guy has his understanding. So paradum as the chayk was the tikkun, was the correction. You hear it? Was the, we once spoke about this. That since they came with many cheshbonot, so paraduma is chok. The Chasam Sofer just brings it back into the idea of vayakahel. You know when people join together, when each one is mitbatel da'ato. You know when you have a synagogue and everybody's fighting because everybody thinks that he has what to say and he has a good opinion. If you would come and say, you know what, we have no opinion. The Torah says and the Rav is our mora derech. So that's it, it's the end of the story, there's nothing. Then we're joined by achdut. Part of the problem of achdut is when we start thinking, my opinion, it's different than his opinion, it's different than that, this is different than that. Well, that's because we hold we have opinions. Egel was, we had opinions. By the Egel, everybody had an opinion. Oh, okay, you have 20 opinions. Two Jews, 20 opinions. So by a kahel Moshe, Moshe tells him, no. And I want to add, notice the what the Pasuk says. It's all under Hashem. This is what Hashem commanded. Bimit batel yadat. You're one group under Hashem's command. This is the Vayakahel Moshe, and that's after Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, tikkun on the Chet HaEgel. Okay. With this, wait a minute. You know, Chazal tell us, Ahava atluya bedavar, soifai litbatel. Ahava she'ena atluya bedavar, soifai liskai. David and Yonason was Ahava she'ena atluya bedavar. So what's it tluya on? It's tluya on Ruchnius, right? Something which is dependent on Ruchnius is ena mitbatel. So the world always says, everybody explains, because Gashmius, then the Gashmius, the thing will fall away. Gashmius is not loyalam. See, for example, you find by the Goyim, even the good Goyim, they get divorced. Why? Because they lost interest. My life went one way, and this one's life went the other way. Because when it's tluya bedavar on Gashmius dika things, so it's not loyalam. It doesn't last forever. When you were younger, you wanted one thing, and when you get older, you want something else. So the ways part. A lot of the divorces, I'm not talking about the Hollywood divorces, which is based on taiva. I'm talking about the good people. There are plenty of good people. Why do they get divorced? Because separate ways. Why? Because since it was tluya bedavar and it changes, dvarim gashmiim change, so they're changed. But by ruchnius, you haven't noticed, people are married and they're based on ruchnius. They just go on and on and on. Why? Because it's kayim loylam. The ruchnius, the yisaydais, stand forever. The way that Sam Sofer is teaching us, the Achtus is based on the Ruchnius. What's Mechaber, a husband and a wife? Why are you running away when we talk about Chibra of a husband and a wife?
Let go.
Where do you run? I say chibur, husband and wife, runs away. Okay. I mean, it was just a coincidence, you say. Yeah? Hava, which is tluya bedavar, right? So it's not based on what really makes a hava. So I'm saying a whole different pshat according to Chassam Sofer. The Parshat pshat is, since it's a hava based on gashmius, the gashmius changes, so then the ruchnius, so then the marriage falls apart. Now we're saying something yoter amok. Kishahava bnuya al yisodot amitiim, which is ruchnius, because that's mechaber two people. What's mechaber a husband and a wife is shechina b'nei. That's the glue that sticks them together. How, you know, there's such a thing called crazy glue, right? Crazy glue, they say, in my days they used to have a commercial that the guy with the hard hat, right? The helmet, and they stuck it, the tackle works. I don't know if it works. It probably doesn't work. It's probably a lie. Okay. What's the crazy glue to keep a marriage together? And the answer is shechina. If it's based on ruchnius, right? Why? Because that's the true essence of the ahava. What puts two people together is shechina b'neihem. What puts two Jews together? That they're all kashet tziva Hashem. They're all chelik eloka mimal. So if you take that out of the equation, it falls apart. Okay. With this, Rabbi say. I want to tell you a Meridika thing. The Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav. The Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav because of Sinat Chinam. And I never understood what was in Sinat Chinam. What is it so... what's the word in English? Detrimental. What's so bad about Sinat Chinam that it brings about Churban Abayis? What is it? It's a pashit, you say, Jews don't get along. Okay, so they don't get along. I mean, you have to get along. I don't mean, you're right, you do have to. Why is it different than any other mitzvah? I understood something interesting. Pirud brings chet, and chet brings pirud. If you make that a Jew is disconnected, the Am Yisrael is disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're disconnecting the family structure, so to speak, so then the head of the family is not the head of the family either. What does the Chassam Sofer tell me? Chassam Sofer tells me, I'm almost done. Yeah, you have to run. Okay. Okay, go. The Chassam Sofer tells me that when a person does chet, it's not shaykh achdut. Why? Because chelik elok hamimal is what's ma'achid. So if you're mafrid, so you're disconnecting Klal Yisrael from Hashem. Rabbi Ulbem was in Lakewood this Shabbos. Spoke unbelievable. Unbelievable. Beautiful. Something special. So by Shal Shudis, he said over a vart from Apterov. Apterov was the Talmidei Baal Shem, the Oyev Yisrael. He was called the Oyev. That's the name of his book, Oyev Yisrael. So he said over a gewaldige vart from the Apterov. Unbelievable. Everybody understands that a Jew not connected to Hashem, then what does he have? If he's not connected, he's a person. He's no different than anybody else, right? What makes us special is that we're connected to Hashem. Little do we know, says Apterov, that the reverse is also true. That when we're not connected to Hashem, Hashem is not complete. He says it's almost difficult, he says, to say these words. You hear? He says that's pshat machzit ha-shekel. You know what a machzit ha-shekel? Half. A Jew has to know that he's half the story. There's another half of the story, and that is Hashem. Ani chatzi, u'biyachad, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu, Anachnu Shleimim. So my Shleimut is with Hashem, and Hashem's Shleimut is with me. Oyv Yisrael, Apter Rav. Beautiful.
Famous question, why this?
Good. So he's saying a very interesting Yisod. He's saying a shash. He's saying a very big Yisod. Oh. So it comes out like this. Then when a person comes and he's mafrid, the achdut and klal Yisrael, he's taking away the am from Hashem. The melech is taking away the melech from the am. If you destroy the am from the melech, you're destroying the melech from the am too. Because ein melech b'loy am. Memela, Sinat Chinam destroys Mishkan, Dira Batachtoinim. Hashem wants, you notice the Matzah Shekel was for what purpose? For the Mishkan. Because a Jew has to know that he is half and Hashem is the other half. Mishkan works as a home, a Chatan and a Kala, marriage, Hashem and Klal Yisrael. You take away one party from the marriage, then the bayit falls apart. Then the home falls apart. This is what I want to add to the apter of the Melitz Gevaldik. Vayikahel Moshe. Moshe taught them that in order for the Mishkan to survive, in order for the Beit Hashem to survive, you need Kihilah. You need all of Klal Yisrael. And this answers the question, why did the women give? The women didn't do the ego. The answer is, of course they didn't do the ego, but they were needed for Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael, because everybody had to be b'achtut when they gave for the Mishkan. The Mishkan had to be built as joint effort, achtus and Klal Yisrael. In case there's no achtus and Klal Yisrael, the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes destroyed automatically. Automatically it gets destroyed. This is the idea of Vayakahel Moshe. Mishkan needs Kihilah. I'm just going to end with an unbelievable thing. If you notice, by Esav, it says, how many souls did he have? Nefashot, how many? I think it was five. Five souls. Right? Or seven. Seven souls. Yaakov Avinu had 70. And what does it say? Shivim, it says Nefashot or? Nefesh. One. Look at Rashi, Bereishis Memvav. Pasuk Chavav. By Esav it's Nefashot. Rashi brings it from the Medrash. Avodah Zarah, so then everybody's splintered. Kol Nefesh. Yoytze Yerach Yaakov. Read the Rashi. Yeah. Says Rashi. Yeah. Yeah. Brings the Medrash, no? By Esav it says Nefashot. By Yaakov it says Nefesh. Yeah. No? Matzati bebreis Rabba. He found in the Medrash that what? By Esav it says
Shesh.
I'm sorry, I said seven. Excuse me, I was off by one. Six. Six nefashot. Nafshoyz beizay. Plural six. Can you imagine six and they're ready nefashot? By Yaakov Avinu, how many are there?
Seven.
70. And what are they called? Nefesh. Why? Oivdim. El Echot. Goes hand in hand. See that chinam? And it's not El Echot. You're ruining the El Echot. Oh. With this, Rabbi, I want to end off with a chassidish daher. For the Hasidim amongst us. Chassidish, okay. You know, everybody knows that there's 60,000 letters in the Torah, Shishim Ribui. 600,000. And there's 600,000. And there's 600,000 nefashot. Whenever we talk about Klal Yisrael, it's 600,000 nefashot. And everybody knows that the Baal Shem Tov says that everybody has his ot in the Torah. Does anybody know that? But not very many know where it comes from. What's the Makar of that? Does anybody know what the Makar is? This possible. By Tzina Dinahar in the Sefer of the Baal Shem Tov, it's brought down on this pasuk. Vayikahel Moshe as Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Hayomer Aleihem Eila Dvarim. This is in here. All the Eila Dvarim Asher Tziva Hashem L'Asis Oisam is the Kihilah. It's the joining together of all the Adas B'nei Yisrael. It comes from this pasuk. That's where the Baal Shem Tov said on this pasuk. Nobody knows that. Yodim it's it. Yodim it's yes. Yes, all L'chol Echai. Everybody knows. Where? I don't know. This pasuk. Why? Why is there a remez here? And the answer is Gar Gishmak, yeah. You know what Mishkan is? Mishkan is Kuchabrichu Ve'eraisa Yisrael Chadahem. It's all one. It's all one thing. And if you miss one letter, you lost the whole connection of Kuchabrichu Ve'eraisa. It's all missing. Kahel Moshe. Tikkun of the Mishkan was to join together. I told this to you by the even the Orin. I told you the Kapiris. What was the Kapiris? Pnei Mishalechov al Haor al Kapiris. Person can find Lamala, Hashem, Torah, and Yisrael. Kuchabricha ve'eraisa Yisrael chadehem. So this pasuk vayakel Moshe kol adas b'nei Yisrael yoimra leihem eilad morim. Torah, Shetziva, Hashem. Hashem commanded. This is all Moshe, I'm sorry, Torah, Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the remez that every ois of every Jew. What are we coming out, Lamaisa? Mishkan! Mishkan is Yikahel Moshe. If not, you can't do it. You can't. Don't tell me you're a good Jew if you're fighting with other people. It doesn't work. You must be doing Averis. I don't believe it. Someone who fights, yeah, but he's learning, but he, I don't believe it. Because I'm sorry for Katum Mefurash, Yivshah. Can't be such a thing. It looks good. It looks, you know, if you're splintered, ego. If you're joined together, then you have Kuchabricha, the Raisa, the Kesher, the relationship. It's Chad, it's Taka, strong, it's glued together. Properly, it stays. It has keshel kol ha'avashi. Ain't it loy bedavar? Is mitkayem. It's taka bizoicha to the mishkan, the mikdash shlishi, the third base on mikdash. And we'll be zoicha to kuchabricha ve'raisa.
Moshe yarad mi'ar.